We're up to the 10 plagues, and from here it really runs, because we're going to quote certain things. Basically, the order from here to the end of Maggid is, we'll say the 10 plagues, and then we'll discuss three different opinions as to how many plagues was each plague composed of. It's a little bit lengthy, but we read it and sum it up. And then we have the Dayenu song. After the Dayenu, we go over to the Pesach Matzah and Maror, explaining the main points of the night. And then we end off with praise and a blessing that concludes Maggid. And that brings us to the conclusion of Maggid. So we're pretty near the end of Maggid at this point. Really, the last section which we just did is what people find tedious. From the Seyul Mad, right after the Vihisha Omda, this section is the part where people have a hard time staying awake. They don't exactly understand what's going on. And the very next section of the quotes of how many plagues was each plague composed of. This is the tough part. If you guys can just focus through here, the rest is easier to focus. So we're up to the 10 plagues, and each plague that we say, we dip our pinky into the wine and we take out a drop and we show that, look, I'm not celebrating the Egyptian suffering tonight. I'm celebrating that God saved me. If I could have had it without their suffering, I'm not celebrating their suffering. Even better if it could have been without their suffering. So we show that by taking out a drop of wine with each plague. Afterwards, we'll refill our cups. It's just a sign that we're showing. If a person is going to be uncomfortable drinking the wine because he dipped his finger in it, so he could pour out a drop each time. He doesn't have to stick his finger in. Yes, sir?
We should rejoice over it in their instruction.
That's a different discussion for a different time. Yes, sir. Lo shomea.
What if your wine is shit-hari?
So I don't think you should do that. Right. Right. On the year of Shemitah, really, we didn't do that. Or what some people did was they pour it out and then pour it back in out of the cup or drink it, whatever.
You get non-Shemitah wine.
I have non-Shemitah wine, correct.
No, but what's the...
Oh, that's another way out of it, right.
We should rejoice over
the instructions. Vod Rishayim Rina says, yeah, but they could drop dead. They don't have to suffer, you know. Here they suffer 10 plagues. Dam Tzifaldeya Kinim Arov Devil Shechin Barad Arbe Choshech makat bechorot. So we just recounted the 10 plagues, which I assume you guys know: blood, frogs, vermin, wild beast, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the plague of the firstborn. You guys know that. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, the famous Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, we learned about him, right? He learned Torah in dire poverty in his generation. Great sage. Rabbi Yehuda, ayanoten bem simanim. He abbreviated them. He gave the initials, the acronym. Ditzach Adash Be'achav. That's the abbreviation. And by the way, you guys are supposed to say this and dip out your wine as you're saying this, just like I am. It's nice that you're listening, but you're supposed to be active participants. You're supposed to be saying all of this too. Yes, sir.
Do you have to quote in my family whether or not you're allowed to lick your finger after the dipping out of the
wine? You could lick your finger, no problem. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, he said, and now we start the derivations. And basically, what we're going to discuss is like this. When it came to the plagues, so the Egyptians said about the plagues, this is a finger of God. The Torah calls the plagues a finger of God. And when it comes to the sea, it says Israel saw God's great hand. So from here we understand there are five fingers on the hand. That what happened at the sea is called God's hand. What happened in Egypt is called God's finger. So what happened at the sea was five times as great as what happened in Egypt. The Egyptians, when they were camping behind us by the sea, they suffered five times as much. So if we just said there were 10 plagues in Egypt, so then there were 50 plagues at the sea. When they were waiting behind us at the sea to attack us, God sent 50 plagues for them to suffer with. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, you think that it was 10 plagues in Egypt and 50 at the sea? You're right about the ratio. But in Egypt itself, each plague was composed of four. Because the Pasuk describes, the Pasuk describes that Hashem sent against the Egyptians, the pasuk in Tehillim that describes what happened in Mitzrayim, describes that Hashem sent against them His. It says He sent against them a band of emissaries of evil, and they were wrath, fury, trouble, and the band of emissaries of evil. I'm sorry. It says He sent upon them His fierce anger, and His fierce anger was composed of wrath, fury, trouble, a band of emissaries of evil. So you have four descriptions of what Hashem sent against the Egyptians. So that means each mako was really composed of four makos. So they got 40 in Egypt. Each plague really had four different aspects of suffering. So they got 40 in Egypt. Multiply that by 5, they got 200 by the sea. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You got to word the pasuk differently. When it says God sent against them fierce anger, it doesn't mean fierce anger, which was composed of four components, but rather God sent against them, and you have to put the colon there, and then you have 5 components, one of which is the fierce anger. So you have 5 components in each makkah, not the way Rabbi Eliezer read it, that God sent against them fierce anger, colon, 4 components, but rather God sent against them, colon, fierce anger, plus another 4 components, totaling 5, meaning in Egypt they got 50 plagues, 5 times that by the sea, 250. Is there a point in reading it and translating it, being that this is just a mock Seder? We could read it. At the Seder, I read it and translate it. But at the Seder, I introduce it. I first explain what are we about to read. Because it takes a lot of words to explain this machlokas. But now you guys understand the machlokas. Should I read and translate? Okay. So, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi from Galilee said, Minayin atomer shelakam etzim yemtzayim esar makot. How do you know that the Egyptians suffered 10 plagues in Egypt? V'alayam naku 50 makot. And in the sea, they got 50. B'mitzayim ha'omer, in Egypt, it says, Mayom ruach atomim el paro etzva Elohimi. The Egyptians said, this is a finger of God, what we're suffering here. V'alayam ha'omer, what does it say at sea? The people of Israel saw God's great hand that He did against the Egyptians. They had awe of Hashem and they believed in Hashem and Moshe's servant. So you see, the sea is described as God's great hand. Egypt is described as God's finger. How many plagues did they get when it's described as God's finger? 10 plagues. So then, what we understand is, the conclusion is, b'mitzrayim laku esa makot, in Egypt there were 10 plagues, v'alayam laku 50 makot, and by sea there were 50. Rabbi Eliezer explains it differently. He says, you're right, the ratio was 1 to 5, 5 times as much by sea, but how many were there in Egypt? There weren't really 10, there were really 40. How do you know that each plague that God brought upon the Egyptians in Egypt was really composed of 4 plagues? Shnemaz, the verse says, Yishalach bam charonapo, God sent against them. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to include the next word as before the colon. God sent against them His fierce anger, colon, which was composed of 4 components. Ev, ra, wrath, vazam, fury, vitzara, trouble, mishlachat malachei ra'im, and a band of evil, bad angels against them. So 4 components in each makkah. Evra is 1, zam is 2, tzara is 3, mishlachat malachei ra'im, the band of bad angels is 4, and mo matah. So the conclusion is, b'mitzrayim laku 40 makot, in Egypt they got 40 makos, v'alayam laku 200 makot, and then by sea they got 200. Rabbi Akiva says, no, how do you know that each makkah in Egypt was really composed of 5? Shnemaz, it says, Yishalach bam, God sent against them, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you put the colon here. Charona po, the fierce anger, is 1 component. Evra, the wrath, is the 2nd component. Vazam, and fury, is the 3rd component. Vitzara, and trouble, is the 4th component. Mishlach malachei ra'im, a band of bad angels, is the 5th component. Charona po achat, evra shtayim, zam shalosh, tzara arba, mishlach malachei ra'im chamesh, emo ma'ata. So what you say now, the conclusion is, b'mitzrayim laku 50 makot, in Egypt they got 50 plagues, v'alayam laku 50 u'matayim makot, and by sea they got 250 plagues.